Greetings and welcome to today's devotional by Bishop Akintayo and Reverend Evelina Samjoli. Our topic today is midstream disaster and midstream support. Our scripture reference is Matthew 14, 30 and 31. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" Many people started their work with God, service to his kingdom, academic pursuit, building project, or some other major activity. But somewhere along the way, they were attacked by some difficulties that made them abandon their dreams and goals. So many people who could have become great in life amounted to nothing because of a midstream attack. These attacks may come like the boisterous, violent wind that Satan sent against Peter's history-making journey. A parent may die or lose their job. A fiancé may change his mind. Sponsorship may be withdrawn. Sickness sets in. One may be sacked. Politically motivated frustrations and opposition may have the upper hand. One may fall into sin. A lot more can be used by demons and their agents against you. However, if Jesus Christ is your Savior, Lord, and friend, there is hope for you. He will never leave you, and he will be present at midstream to help you master, conquer, and subdue the storm. He will always be there for you. He will then calm the storm after you have learned how to overcome your fears and trials. Matthew 14, 32 says, "And when they were coming to the ship, the wind ceased." Please note that Christ only caused the wind to cease after he had caught Peter's hand and showed him how to walk on the sea in the midst of storms. Don't be shocked by the midstream storm, but walk with Jesus and overcome your fears by his presence, his word, his anointing, his blood, his wisdom, and his grace in Jesus' name. Have a victorious week of receiving support from our midstream helper, Jesus Christ. I choose to keep my eyes on my midstream helper, who is always present, than to look at the boisterous storms of life and darkness. Confession: I will not sink in the middle of my journey, but I will reach the glorious conclusion of all matters in Jesus' name. Join our powerful services today at 7 a.m. for service Creole and 9 a.m. second service English, 5 Victoria Street, Freetown. To watch and listen to these services and every Thursdays at 6 p.m. you can connect to liv.lwfmi.org, facebook.com/lwfmi, email admin@lwfmi.org, or you can call +232-3090-0007. God bless you.